internet has had a huge influence on a band called the Ting Tings. Their new album, We Started Nothing, is available in stores tomorrow, but you could get it online starting yesterday when a single from it went straight to the top of the singles charts.
Okay, hi, I'm Jules.
I'm Katie, and we are the Ting Tings.
We had three songs, and we put two of them on MySpace, and then we did four gigs in, like, our living room, and the third one, it was being advertised on like big radio stations, going, the Ting Tings having a house party, and we was like, what, you know, it's going crazy.
And then, hiding in a DVD collection, yeah. Personal stuff, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. And then the fourth one, literally the whole sort of UK music industry sort of squashed themselves into where we would normally sit down on the floor and watch TV, and they're sat there, and it was really surreal.
Those three or four songs on MySpace led to a record deal and turned into a full-fledged album. You might have heard one song, Shut Up and Let Me Go, on the latest iPod commercial. Day-to-day producer Martina Castro asked the Ting Tings to say what it's like to go from nobody to somebody in just 1 year.
When me and Katie first started working together, we had no intention of forming a band. We were kind of just that frustration of trying to do some sort of music. It was leading us down a path like kind of house parties, and we only had three songs, and we played that, and then another band would go on, and people would come back to us and say, you know, those songs are really good if you didn't play each song for 10 minutes. You know, if you sort of cut them down into sort of 4 minutes, they might make decent songs. The second house party we did, the first one cost us money because we put on beer for our friends, and the second time we decided to make this, we found this old TV, and we emptied out the contents of it and put a big arrow on a hole on the top saying donations for beer. And after the party the next day, we opened the TV. It was £130 in there, which is about $260, I think, here. And that was the first time we felt that we were actually kind of a band.
We were on our way.
Yeah.
The first song that we wrote together, I think, was a song called Great DJ, and I hadn't been playing the guitar for very long. And I played like a D chord continuously on Jules's guitar, and then I put my finger on a string that was sort of wrong, and it sounded weird, but Jules was like, that sounds amazing. So we started to sort of jam with that, and that was the first Ting Ting song that we wrote. He was based at a place called Islington Mill, which had like lots of artists working there and a club space, and so we used to do some work behind the bar in there, and various jobs, which completely random jobs, like arranging to get bird poo removed. not the best thing, not the best conversation. Four little words just to get me along. It's a difficulty. It's quite overwhelming how quickly it's gone, not in a stress way, just in a physically having time to do everything, all these great opportunities, all these great gigs that people are asking us to go and play. It's just a shame we can't fit them all, like, there's not more hours in the day to do them.
I think the most difficult thing that we're having to get used to is the travelling. I mean, UK is quite a small country. You can go around the country and play six gigs and be back for tea, you know, or for dinner, whatever you call it here. But the States is huge, yeah. And it's really sad. We'd love to have a bit more time and sort of, you know, see the culture in some of these cities, but it just flies so fast, everything, you know. They call me Hell. They call me Stacey. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. We didn't go on MySpace and add loads of people as friends. I had just added like 20 of our favourite bands, and then that was it, and everybody seemed to just find us through them. I think songs just travel sometimes. It's a nice feeling to know that people can still like a song and not know where it's come from, it's not being pushed towards them or anything, but they tend to sort of chase it up because it means something to them, so it's a nice feeling.
Ting Ting's new album is We Started Nothing. Our piece was produced by Martina Castro. You can hear full songs from the Ting Tings at our music website. That's npr.org/music.